This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Brian Ellison.
We're going to do a ceviche. How about that?
This meat is going to slide the fish against the grain, you know?
Chef Carlos Falcon is gently slicing wahoo fish into generous cubes. He grabs a bowl.
We got fresh lime juice. We're going to have some cuttlefish ink.
I'm just going to toss this.
And now some onions.
With a pinch of salt and a dash of olive oil, the dish is complete.
3-4 ingredients. We don't want to overpower the fish.
It might be hard to imagine, but yes, a local chef right here in town is keeping his additional ingredients light to let the raw fish shine through. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope takes us out to the local joint where Carlos Falcon prepares fresh seafood.
Out in KCK, just off I-70, across from a small laundromat in catty corner to an automotive plant, there's a little blue shack. Above the nondescript but distinctive building, a sign reads, Jarocho Mariscos y Algo Más. Yes, on Kansas Avenue in the landlocked heart of the United States, you'll find the smells and tastes of the Gulf of Mexico. And Spain, and Haiti, and Martha's Vineyard for that matter. When Jarocho owner Carlos Falcon first moved to Kansas City 20 years ago, he was surprised to find very few seafood options.
And I always ask myself, is like, can I do this? Can I bring seafood to the Midwest?
Carlos grew up in Veracruz, Mexico. His mother cared for him and his siblings on her own. And Carlos was the youngest of seven, which meant...
You have to catch your food in order to eat the day, you know? So we used to live like maybe 100, 150 feet from the ocean. You know,
he still remembers his first time in the kitchen at 7 years old, cooking with his mother.
Oh, yes. She was doing tamales, burned the crap out of me. But I remember the flavors, you know, dry chilies, guajillos, cooked masa, you know, just the smell of the fresh slaughtered chicken, you know, so it's just, it runs through my veins, you know, it's so beautiful.
These smells and techniques inspire the cuisine that he carried with him when he left Veracruz. After culinary school in New York, Carlos followed his siblings to Kansas City. He worked his way around the scene, from owning a restaurant in Lenexa to managing a nightclub on the plaza. After a hiatus from the industry, he followed his heart and opened Jarocho in 2014. Carlos's 77-year-old mother still lives in Veracruz, but she recently came to visit him at his restaurant.
So my mom got to see the expressions of people loving what I do, you know, like closing their eyes and just putting that bite in their mouth, you know, and her eyes got full of tears. It was a pretty touching moment for me.
With 36 dishes on the menu and a frequent rotation of seafood, depending on what's fresh, it's hard for Carlos to identify his specialty, although he estimates he sells 3,000 oysters each week. And ceviche is always in high demand.
Sometimes cooking it's a crime, you know, so eating it raw, that's the best way, and ceviche, that's the way, you know, to do it.
You can use any kind of fish in a ceviche, as long as it's fresh. Firm, bright eyes, red gills fresh. And at Jarocho, his pescados y mariscos are definitely fresh. He jumps at the opportunity when I ask to see his supply.
Yeah, definitely. So, oysters first?
He opens the refrigerator door, revealing something else he stocks in abundance.
By the way, we do have a crazy wine list, bubbles.
Which is a must.
Because I love rosé.
Then we head over to the walk-in cooler.
Here's our chambers, you know?
Double the oysters, one stack from Virginia and the other from Maine. Carlos gets oysters 4 days a week. But that's not even the half of it.
We have orkin salmon from New Zealand. This is like sushi grade. We have some Chesapeake Bay wild striped bass.
Eyes intact.
Oh, yes. Everything.
He has contacts all over the world. He has a seafood guru and gets phone calls almost directly from fishermen reporting their day's bounty.
Cherry stone clams. They arrive twice a week. We get mussels. We get tilapias. We get red snappers from the Caribbean. We get freshwater langoustines from Kentucky, octopus from Spain.
Making a phone call and receiving a delivery are a far cry from running barefoot to the lapping shores of the Caribbean Sea.
That would be a dream come true, you know? But at the same time, this is home.
But he never feels too far away. Back in the kitchen, Carlos is showing me how to shuck oysters. He twists his knife and peels off the top shell.
It's like if you're like sitting by the pier, you know, and all that breeze start hitting your face, that's what it smells like.
He gestures, you know, for me to smell it. I lift the smooth-shelled pickle point oyster to my nose. Nothing. I look at him, then close my eyes. There it is. The ocean. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.